Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
All right, take care.
Can I get a little, like, this is Chuck Lavelle, piano extraordinaire, tree farmer extraordinaire, and you're listening to The Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk. Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Chuck Lavelle, a keyboard player with the Rolling Stones and also a tree farmer, and you are listening to the Nike... Nike Mowak.
Mike Novak.
Novak, thank you. Okay, sorry. Hi, this is Chuck Lavelle, keyboard player with the Rolling Stones and a tree farmer and a lover of trees. And you, my friends, are listening to the Mike Novak Show on Progressive Talk Radio.
And Chicago's Progressive Talk.
I'll just say, and you can. On Chicago's Progressive Talk.
We're the only one, baby. Thank you very much.
You can edit.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees. Our business is people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Back to Nature Compost, life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. He's the best thing to happen to the environment since the solar-powered hamster wheel. Great, now he's putting hamsters out of business. Here he is, Mike Novak.
Don't you mean Nike Mowak?
Yeah, right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the Mike Novak Show, and I want to introduce Heather Fry, the person who put Chuck Lavelle in his place. Nice.
He played piano for me, too. He was super nice.
No, no, I know. You've got a video of that, and you put that video up on your Facebook.
That's on Facebook. We should put that on the show page. On Facebook.
I think it'd be great, because I'm in that video, too.
Yes, you
just
are.
Sort of
You're
watching.
Hamming it up. You totally hammed in on my video. I was in the right place at the
right
time.
What do you expect from me?
Well, I wouldn't have been there without you, so.
Boy, we got a ton of... First of all, I got to say, I'm not a guy who complains a lot about the weather. I like it when it's cold. I like snow. I like rain, actually. This weather stinks.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just awful. And one of the reasons it's awful, and I've been thinking about it, is did it have to happen yesterday and today? Because this is when the garden centers make their money.
Mm-hmm.
This is when they get it done. And if it's raining and cold, there's nobody going to be. People will show up when it's cold and sunny. They will show up. When it's rainy and cold, no way.
Well, so, you can't get out and plant.
Well, it's tough.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't want to stand outside. And now a lot of the garden centers have awnings, but a lot of stuff's in the open, too. That's tough. And those businesses have been taking a hit now for about 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they kind of tanked with the economy, like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Especially the independents.
And, especially the independents. And here's what I will say. Two things today. Okay, it's rainy, it's cold in Chicago. There are two things you could do. Go to Green Festival downtown, all right, because we have our first guest is going to be at Green Festival today, and that's Alexis Baden Mayer. But Fred Newsom from WCPT, go say hi to Fred today.
Yes, we have a table and a booth there, and you can go and get, you know, bumper stickers and pens and all sorts
that's
of
right,
lovely
swag.
Yes, get your CPT swag, your Chicago Progressive Talk.
We got to start giving away T-shirts.
I know. I think T-shirts are in the works. That's been whispered around the office.
Oh,
but
really?
That's a rumor.
I doubt that my picture will be on them.
No.
I don't think that's a good idea anyway.
No. I'm getting to the point where I'll slap a bumper sticker on a plain white t-shirt and walk around if that's going to get the message out. It works for me.
Well, I want you to do what you did last week, which is come in, go with t-shirt and high heels. That was quite a look there, sweetie.
It was a long night the night before. I didn't have a change of shoes.
We won't go into that.
So I came in with my heels on, yeah.
And it was Mother's Day. By the way, am I missing any holidays today?
No, today we're good.
It's nothing?
I mean,
usually it's either Easter or Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Appreciate chocolate day or something.
Yeah, you know, I'm so tired of, you know, take the holidays and put them on Saturday.
I have to tell you.
You know, because I got to work on Sunday.
Before I forget, I had an incredible wildlife experience this weekend.
Really?
Not really this weekend. It was Thursday night into Friday.
And you're not talking about the bar you were at?
No. I'm talking about honest to God Mother Nature, because I was sitting on my sister's front porch. It was late in the evening, and I was watching my niece and nephew and son. They were all asleep, and I was just sitting outside because it was still beautiful. And a giant coyote went trotting down. And I live in Oak Park. I live in a suburb just east of the city, or just west of it, rather. And so it's really populated. The closest forest preserve is like, you know, a good 10, 15, 20 miles.
Oh, come on. We got coyotes walking down Michigan Avenue now.
I couldn't believe it, though. And it was huge. And then, of course, I called the, you know, non-emergency police, and I was like, there's a coyote, you know. They're like, oh, yeah, give it another 15, 20 minutes. You'll see the other one. I'm like, the other one? And they were like, oh, yeah, we got two. They're not hurting anyone. No one's complained, so they're not going to dart him, and we're just hoping that they'll go back to the forest preserve on their own. And I'm like, but in the meantime, we just got coyotes wandering the neighborhood.
I think it's cool.
I did too, actually. Right. And then I'm really hoping that they call back some of the rabbits. There's been like an onslaught of rabbits due to the lack of crow population.
Yeah, and lack of other predators.
Yes.
We don't, you know, and the problem is you see a coyote and right away people want to kill it. Oh, kill a coyote!
He looked right at me too. It was pretty, it was like one of those.
He says, don't you call 311.
Oh, I know. But I was
don't
like,
you call
I was like in awe and in fear of him at the same time, because I'm like, I know you could shred a deer.
All right. Well, you got a nature story and I've got one, but I'm not going to tell it.
Oh.
All right.
I told mine. Now there's all this buildup and suspense.
All right. It's not a good nature story, though.
Poison ivy?
No. I found the carcass of a squirrel in my backyard.
Ooh.
It had been eviscerated by probably a cat.
Mm.
And I just...
The circle of life continues.
Yeah. I mean, that's my... How come you get the coyote and I get the squirrel pelt on my sidewalk?
We pay for it in the suburbs.
That's true.
They import better wildlife.
I live in the city, so it's a little, it's tougher there. All right. Hey, all you people going to church? Hey, good morning. All right. We got a lot on the show we got to get to right away. Alexis is very patiently waiting for us. Rick DeMille weather at 9:30 or, you know, I never get to him at 9:30, but shortly thereafter. April set all kinds of weather records. And the question I have for him is it weather or is it climate?
Mm-hmm.
And he will have an answer.
Good
he
question.
Always does. Yeah. Pam Weber from Extension Partners is going to be here at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Last week, I talked a little bit about how legislative process is moving forward in Springfield, and there was a chance that a lot of money was going to be taken out of Illinois Extension. And of course, they do a lot of good work, like Master Gardeners, like 4-H. We're going to talk about where that stands and how you contact your legislator in Illinois to make sure that Extension gets funded. And I know that times are tough, and I know the budget's rough, but we'll talk about that. And then Rob Gardner from thelocalbeat.com. Is coming in. They have a brand new farmer's market locator. And he's going to talk about that and other stuff. And that will be in the sustainable food fundamentals segment. And before we do anything else, I got a shout out. You know, back at my old station, they said, we don't do shout outs here.
Mm-hmm.
We're too big for shout outs. I don't care. This is my show.
Mm-hmm.
I get to do what
it's
I want.
It's called the Mike Novak Show for
That's
a
right.
reason.
That's right. My shout out is to Joni Geer. Who's Joni Geer? She is apparently a regular listener, and she's the mom of my softball coach. Well, actually, the manager, I guess we call him, Joe Geer. And I play in the theater league on Mondays, 16-inch softball. And Joe came up to me the other day and says, you know, my mom listens to your show all the time. So, Joni, where's my bell?
Oh.
Wait. So, as I said, Joni, it's a shout-out to you, and thank you for listening on Chicago's Progressive Talk AM and FM. If you don't catch the program, you can always go to the podcast, Joni. You can tweet me. You can Facebook me.
We are everywhere. You can tweet us at Mike Now. You can find us on Facebook and search The Mike Novak Show. We have a fan page. Mike has a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page.
And that's the final thing. You reminded me, the final thing before we get to Alexis is that starting this week, I'm going to try something new. On the Facebook page, and you have to go to The Mike Novak Show on Facebook, not my personal page, Mike Novak. Don't go there. What?
I said, and like us, won't
you? You have to like us to post. So you got to go on. If you like me, I mean the page.
I do like you, Mike.
Oh, all right. You know, that's why I hate that whole...
I know. Do you like me, or do you just Facebook like me?
The whole Facebook thing is, you be my friend. Oh, you like me.
I've actually read reports so that Facebook is good for people's self-esteem, that it helps that you have these friends.
I hope it does. It annoys me, but...
Many things annoy you, though,
I know,
Mr. Novak.
I'm a curmudgeon. But go to The Mike Novak Show, and if you post a tip, a gardening tip, an environmental tip, a green living tip, I don't care what it is, any of them, it has to be on Sunday. We're going to set the limits. If you post it on Sunday, and it's the best one up there, you're going to get a prize, and it might be a $25 gift certificate to Pesci's or to Sid's, or it might be a book, or it might be a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. It might be some back-to-nature compost, all kinds of good stuff. So send me the tip, and post them now. If we start getting them up there, we'll read them during the show, because I know you guys know a lot of stuff out there. I'm not the only one that's... working hard and trying to find information. So go to the Mike Novak Show on Facebook and put the tip of the week. All right, Alexis. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
That's Alexis Baden-Mayer. And you are with the Organic Consumers Association.
That's right.
And you're in town. Well, one of the things, you're going to be at the Green Festival this week. And do you have a booth, or are you doing a presentation, or what?
Both. We're in booth number 1102 in the Community Action section, and at 3:30 p.m. today, I'm going to be doing a talk along with Cassie Green of Green Grocer, and so I hope all of your listeners will join us today at 3:30 in the Community Action Pavilion at the Green Festival.
There you go. There's the plug for the Green Festival, which, you know, I guess it was rocking yesterday. It was packed place, wasn't
Fantastic.
It?
Fantastic. And I'm always so amazed at how many well-informed people there are and how great the volunteers that we got from the Organic Consumers Association's Millions Against Monsanto campaign, where I was able to wander the show and have some fun and talk to people while my volunteers gave a spiel better than I could. So it was a really great day.
Well, I think I already have an idea. And before we talk about the action you're going to do on Tuesday, explain Millions Against Monsanto.
That's right. Monsanto is one of the most vilified, hated.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a company that has a worse reputation unless it's ExxonMobil.
Yeah, or BP now. BP may take
BP,
the cake.
Yeah, true. BP as well.
But people remember Monsanto. Monsanto is a chemical company, and they are known for having manufactured Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. That was made out of two herbicides.
Yeah, 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T.
And you can
take those and you can put them in piles in your garage and create Agent Orange. Isn't that fun?
Amazing.
Hey, try it as a science experiment, kids.
I'm not giving you a tube sock and a paperclip either.
Okay. But yeah, they did do that, and recently their escapades involve genetically modified organisms, and which are resistant to Roundup, and what's one of the byproducts of that is creating super weeds, which are Roundup resistant, which have popped up in all kinds of states. But what exactly is the mission of Millions Against Monsanto?
Well, we'd like to deprive Monsanto of market share. And there have been campaigns that we've worked on over the last decade since they introduced genetically modified organisms into our food supply that have been very successful. The best one so far is the campaign against RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone. That's the growth hormone genetically engineered by Monsanto, injected into cows to make them overproduce milk. And that makes the cows very sick. It makes their udders get sores, that gets pus in the milk. It's just absolutely disgusting.
Oh, come on, it's breakfast time. Stop it.
Sorry, but I have to tell you all, I mean, we want to avoid these types of things because they also give us cancer. It increases the IGF-1 levels in the milk. IGF-1 is insulin-like growth factor. And people who have higher levels of IGF-1 have higher rates of colon, breast, prostate cancer. So these are seriously damaging genetically modified organisms that Monsanto successfully got into our food supply. But we're successfully getting them out because when people find out that this kind of stuff is in conventional milk, they switch to organic. Monsanto actually had to sell off Posilac, RBGH, bovine growth hormone. They sold it to Eli Lilly. And so the last standing campaign is run by Breast Cancer Action. And they're going after Eli Lilly because Eli Lilly sells cancer drugs. So now they're going at it from both ends. They're putting a cancer-causing growth factor into our food supply, and then they are treating
cancer. Oh, well, it keeps them in business.
Yeah, it sure does. It's a brilliant, brilliant business model,
isn't
it? It's
a marketing strategy. Uh-huh. Okay. That is Alexis Baden-Mayer, and she is the political director of the Organic Consumers Association, and the link to Organic Consumers Association is on my website, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show, and I've got a lot more information. Oh, you know, one thing you can, and I need to take a short break here. And Heather, I was having trouble logging on to the Green Festival for the past couple of days. Have you had a problem with that?
I haven't, but I'd like to think it's because so many people are going to greenfestivals.org to find out about the show here in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know. See if you can get on there. You can either try the link on my page or just go to Green Festivals and, it looks like try the Chicago. All right, you try to figure that out because I might even just do the link. I'll just do the link from my page because honest to goodness, nope, there it is. It's up
just
now.
You.
Just me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me, and I couldn't get out the other. But you can. So, and that's greenfestivals.org/Chicago if you are interested in showing up. And the other thing I was going to say, if you don't go there, go to a garden center and show your support. And, you know, be tough. Go out in the rain and support a local independent garden center and say, you know what, I'm here. Mike Novak told me to come by today just because it's raining, and we know you're having a hard time. This is a tough day for you, you know? It's a Sunday. I wasn't doing anything else. I'm going to go to the, you know, say you're going to the garden center first and then down to the Green Festival, and you get to hear Alexis speak at 3:30. All right, we'll be back with her in just a second. So your buds are probably peeking out of the ground to say hello. Isn't that nice? Hungry critters think that's nice, too. Meal time. So what should you do? Get out the Bobex. Those deer, rabbits, squirrels, and more are going to nibble down what growth you have if you don't protect it. So pick up some environmentally friendly Bobex. Bobexity, hence the name, founded Bobex 20 years ago, and the company has been so successful at keeping animals at bay that it's going strong now. All Bobex products are harmless to wildlife, including aquatic species. They contain no petrochemical or synthetic components, and Bobex doesn't wash off in the rain or from irrigation. And it's an anti-desiccant, too, which means it can help your plants from losing moisture in the heat. Don't look for Bobex products in a box store. Look for them in a Bobex store, meaning you're local independent garden center. That might be a reason to go there today. Pick up some Bobex. You can find Bobex at Pesquazy Home and Gardens in Lake Bluff, Illinois, Hager's Country Market in Barrington, Illinois, Effinger Garden Center in Belleville, Illinois. Remember, plants thrive and survive with Bobex.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
If you love shopping for plants, you've got to check out the Monrovia Boutique at Sid's Greenhouses. It's an exciting way to shop for an extensive variety of Monrovia plants, plus outdoor living products like arbors, pottery, gazing globes, gaze at myself, and garden benches. And they're all arranged to provide ideas on how to combine plants, create interesting containers, set up outdoor living spaces, and to identify great specimen plants. It's sort of like going into a department store where you can find clothes of a specific designer in one area. The Monrovia Boutique at Sid's Greenhouses is a great place for every gardener to find distinctive, high-quality plants that will inspire. Sid's, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway, in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. They're open Monday through Saturday until 8 p.m. Let Sid's and Monrovia help make your beautiful garden come alive. And remember, when you're done planting, and this is why I love Sid's so much, bring your cell packs, grower pots, and other plastic containers to Sid's for recycling. Or you can even pick up donated pots for use in your home garden. So here we are, another Sunday in a row where it's breakfast gardening with the Beatles. Mm. Well, I just did it because of the rain song.
No complaints here.
Yeah, I know. The biggest Beatle fan in the world, under 45.
Okay. I don't know, maybe under 35, because I have a few friends that have a year or two on me, and they blow me out of the water.
Oh, okay.
It's like, they have no lives. They are just Beatles fans.
That's not good.
That's excessive.
I know you do other things.
Yeah.
So,
There's a very fine line between passion and obsession, and I don't ever want to blur that line. And I know the folks who have. So
too late. All right.
Oh,
Alexis Baden Mayer is in the studio, and she's with the Organic Consumers Association. And as I mentioned, you're going to be doing an action on Tuesday. You've already started doing this, and a little background. As we know, we're being inundated by GMO foods, products. Back in January, the U.S. government decided to allow alfalfa planting, GMO alfalfa, and then sugar beets right after that. And the sad part was without restriction. And a number of people were disappointed in the Obama administration for that, and Mr. Vilsack from the USDA. And what it points to is that more and more GMOs are out there. And the other thing that goes hand in hand with that is that people, if you ask them, do they want products labeled to say, yes, there are GMOs in this product, 90% will say yes. But I'm guessing that's not going to happen because of the way Congress has bought and sold in our country. Just like you can hold your breath until you turn blue, and they're not going to take away the tax breaks for the oil companies. Ain't going to happen. Just mark my words. And if it does, I will be the first to say, gosh, I was wrong. That's a good thing. Explain, Alexis, what you did this week and what you're going to do Tuesday.
Well, on Friday when I got into town, I went straight to the Whole Foods because Whole Foods is where I shop for organic food. Mm-hmm. It's where I shop for GMO-free food, food that's verified by the Non-GMO Project. But I have learned through careful study of the packaging and investigating into the ingredients of various products in Whole Foods that there are actually foods sold in Whole Foods that have genetically modified ingredients.
Now, do they cop to this? Do they admit this?
Yes, absolutely. Whole Foods
is on the same side as the Organic Consumers Association's Millions Against Monsanto campaign. Whole Foods supports mandatory labels for genetically modified foods.
And I know that, because I had Teresa Marquez from Organic Valley on the program a couple of months ago, and they've teamed with Whole Foods, and they've been fighting the rampant use of GMO products. But as you say, you can go into Whole Foods. And how did you know that they were GMO products?
Well, first I looked at the natural brands that are owned by big multinational food companies. And I looked at their websites to see if they had any policy on GMOs. So, for instance, as a vegetarian, I have to really work hard to make sure that I'm not eating too much GMO soy. Mm-hmm. Try to avoid it altogether by buying organic soy, especially tempeh. That's much more healthy for you than other soy products. But anyway, but over the years, since I became a vegetarian when I was in high school, I've eaten lots of fake meat products, and they probably contained genetically modified soy. And there are brands that I recognize that make such tasty things like, fake organic riblets, fake
what?
Ribs? like barbecue ribs. Yeah. When was the last time I had barbecue ribs? I'm a vegetarian.
Right.
But Morningstar Farms makes things like barbecue ribs. It's almost irresistible to
a
vegetarian.
It's like made of beans and things and just has that barbecue.
It's all soy. It's all soy. And so, when I started to learn about
vegetarians and vegans, soy is like it's filling the gap there of plenty of meats, right?
Yeah. So I went to the Morningstar Farm website to figure out, is this GMO soy that I've been exposing myself to? And I found that, yes, in fact, they make a very strong statement in favor of biotechnology on their website. They don't think that there's anything wrong with it. They acknowledge that every single one of their soy products, except for one product, Morningstar Farms has breakfast patties that are made with organic soy. So there's one Morningstar Farm product that has no GMOs in it. So that's the only one that I'll be buying now. But in Whole Foods, they've got everything. They've got all of the Morningstar Farm GMO soy products. Mm-hmm. I think Whole Foods should phase them out. Or I think Whole Foods should at least tell us which products in their store.
It should be on the label, bottom line.
Heather, that makes too much sense.
But it
does. I'm sorry.
I know. That's why it makes my head hurt, because it makes sense. So.
Okay, the question I have to ask you is, we know that we will not get a law passed in this country that requires people to label their products as containing GMOs. So why don't the companies that don't do it make that the big campaign set? So if I assume that the non-GMO project is, and I've got a link to their site on my website, that's what their mission is.
That's right. And Whole Foods has partnered with the Non-GMO Project. They're enrolling all of their store brand products into the Non-GMO Project so that they can be verified as non-GMO. Whole Foods, along with Trader Joe's about 10 years ago, responded favorably to an Organic Consumers and Greenpeace campaign to get GMOs out of their store brand products. Mm-hmm. And now Whole Foods is going to take the extra step to have this verified by a third party, and soon you'll start seeing non-GMO project verified seals on the Whole Foods brand products that aren't organic. If something's organic and it says USDA organic on it, you don't need extra GMO, non-GMO verification. Organic products are non-GMO. But there's this gray area of all of the so-called natural products that are sold in Whole Foods. Consumers want to know, and now they're going to have their products verified non-GMO.
Now, is that going to be a Whole Foods label, or is it going to be somebody else's label?
This is an independent third-party verification and certification process. So you'll start seeing non-GMO project verified seals on products. And so if you're looking for non-GMO in Whole Foods, look for USDA organic, look for made with organic on the front label, and look for non-GMO project verified.
Here's a question. We're being tweeted here as we talk, and it's a very good one. Are non-GMO soys and corns really non-GMO? Do they get cross-pollinated? She's stopped buying all corn and soy for now because she doesn't know, and that's a tricky question, isn't it?
It certainly is a tricky question, and both the organic standard and the non-GMO project standard are process-based standards, so they're working with farmers. They get affidavits from the farmers that the farmers promise that they are not using GMO seed. Now, this does not protect these farmers from contamination. And certainly, contamination is inevitable and will happen.
And then that's part of the problem. In the past, when there's been contamination of farmers' fields, what does Monsanto do? They sue the farmer whose field got contaminated. Which is so Orwellian, it boggles the mind. It's like our crop seed drifted into your field, so we're going to sue you for what they call a patent violation here. But what's nice is that there's a consumer group that is taking on Monsanto right now in court, and they're trying to get that reversed and get a ruling so that Monsanto cannot do that, which to me is fair. It's like they didn't bring the wind. Farmers don't cause wind. They're just doing what. And the other problem, as you pointed out, it could lead to contamination of organic crops. And some people are worried that the more GMOs we have, it will be absolutely impossible to have non-contaminated organic crops. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's why the Organic Consumers Association has the Millions Against Monsanto campaign. If it were just easy enough to say, oh, just buy organic, just support your organic farmers, and we'll have this alternative universe that's never impacted by companies like Monsanto, that's what we would do. But unfortunately, we're all on one planet, and the cornfields that grow organic corn are near enough to the cornfields growing GMO corn that we need to really worry. And of course, in areas where seed is produced, this was the big issue with the Obama administration's approval of sugar beets this year, because all of the sugar beet seed is grown in one place in the Willamette Valley in the Northwest. And if that seed gets contaminated by GMO sugar beets, that seed supply is gone to us forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Alexis Baden-Mayer. She is with the Organic Consumers Association. All right, now we need to know what you bought these products at Whole Foods on Friday, and then Tuesday comes the next step. Hang on for a second, kids. Rick, I know you're listening. We're going to get to you just a little late because I want to finish this story, and we'll find out how Alexis is going to follow up on this in just a second. Plants like hydrangeas and azaleas love acidic conditions, so feed them some Acid Lovers planting mix from Dr. Earth. The probiotic blend creates the perfect soil conditions to promote health and blooms in acid-loving plants, including maples and evergreens. Rich in natural cottonseed meal, Acid Lovers planting mix is great to use as an amendment for bare root planting, and it's excellent for use in raised beds. Doctor Your Earth with Dr. Earth, the multivitamin for your garden. 35 million satisfied customers can't be wrong. Visit drearth.com to find a dealer near you.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
Tired of spending a lot of time watering your plants to keep them looking their best? Have you heard about Soil Moist? Help your plants survive the stressful heat of the summer with Soil Moist. Mixing Soil Moist's water-absorbing crystals in the soil as you plant can reduce watering frequency by 50%, and that's good for the planet. Soil Moist granules hold over 200 times their weight in water and release it back to the plant as it needs it. Soil Moist is ideal for patio planters and hanging baskets that dry out quickly. Safe and garden-friendly, Soil Moist can be used indoors and out for all of your planting needs, vegetable gardens too. The secret of professional growers, Soil Moist. Soil Moist is available in granules, self-watering mats, and plant packs, and is available at leading garden centers. Soil Moist is now available with mycorrhizae. It increases plant growth and establishment with fewer plant waterings.
Before Richard M. Daley became mayor of the city of Chicago, and it's his last day today. Isn't that something? That's just amazing. The last day. Wow. And they've been doing the victory lap all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing it for about a year now. Actually, since last September, whenever he made the announcement. Anyway, who would have imagined that the Windy City would become a national model for green innovation? From attracting a variety of renewable energy companies to recognizing that protection of the Chicago River can boost business to creating a host of cutting-edge environmental programs, WRD Environmental is proud to have helped turn Mayor Richard M. Daley's vision into reality. WRD has been a partner, steward, and manager of the Chicago Conservation Corps, the Calumet Initiative, Green Corps Chicago, the Chicago Center for Green Technology, the Household Chemicals and Computer Recycling Facility, the Green Bungalow Initiative, Chicago's Rain Barrel and Composter Programs, and North Park Village Nature Center. WRD congratulates Mayor Daley for his accomplishments in the greening of Chicago and is honored to have had the opportunity to work with him and his team to help make them happen. WRD Environmental, where the built and natural environments meet, on the web at WRDEnvironmental.com. This is the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We're in the studio, and I'm so glad you came down to the studio, Alexis. She is Alexis Baden-Mayer, is the political director of the Organic Consumers Association. So you bought this food at Whole Foods, and how many items did you pick up?
Around probably about 40 items.
Oh, my goodness, that many.
Yeah.
And all GMOs.
Well, we don't know for sure, but okay. They all have ingredients that are either corn, soy,
well, everything
canola.
Has corn in it now. Everything we eat has corn in it.
That's one of the problems, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
of course it is.
Yeah.
It's absolutely one of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got a little excited there.
So, you know, this is good for your listeners to hear. It isn't that. I mean, everything that's multi-ingredient packaged prepared food has these ingredients. But if you eat a really healthy diet of whole grains and vegetables and fruits, it's pretty easy to avoid genetically modified organisms in your food. So the things to avoid are ingredients made from corn, soy, cotton. That's cottonseed oil is one of the things that's used to make trans fats.
Mm.
So avoiding high fructose corn syrup and trans fats is a good way to avoid it. Now we have to avoid sugar because of sugar beets being genetically engineered.
But they just planted them?
Unfortunately, Monsanto actually was able to commercialize genetically engineered sugar beets before the court cases determining whether or not it was legal to be approved by the USDA before those court cases were finished. So actually there's, you know, the Center for Food Safety has done a great job of stopping Monsanto, but they stop them and then it's only a period of time and Monsanto commercializes again and then they're stopped and then they commercialize. So we've had GMO sugar in the sugar supply in the United States for the last 2 years. And actually most of the sugar beets grown over the last couple of years were genetically modified. So, you know, they might still ultimately be stopped in the federal courts, but they managed to commercialize their beets and put GMO sugar into the food supply.
Nice. I'm going to sleep well at night now knowing that. All right. So then Tuesday, you're going to go back to Whole Foods and stand in the parking lot and show people what you bought?
Yeah, we're going to dump that food into a biohazard
waste containment facility, and we're going to
biohazard,
be buying.
I like it.
We're wearing biohazard suits. And we're going to help the shoppers at Whole Foods identify foods that might be contaminated with genetically modified organisms. We're going to check their shopping bags as they come out of the Whole Foods. And
only if they let you, right? And give me that shopping bag.
That's right. We'll offer to check their shopping bags. And if they are concerned about the health hazards associated with GMOs, which I believe they should be, we'll help them dispose of their GMO foods. And actually, our plan is to take them back to the Whole Foods. I did a similar action in San Francisco, and the customer service desk at the Whole Foods was very helpful. I brought my 4 or 5 shopping bags to their counter, and I said, I bought a bunch of food here at Whole Foods, but I'm afraid some of it might have genetically modified organisms in it, and I'd like to take back any item that has GMOs in it. And the guy said, okay, let me try to help you with that. Are any of these products organic? No. Are any of these products Whole Foods brand? No. Well, then they might all contain genetically modified organisms, so I'll take them all back. And hopefully...
So it sounds like, you know, this is agitprop at its best, of course, this is going to be at 1550 North Kingsbury Street in Chicago. It's the big honking Whole Foods, you know, that's like 17 city blocks big. But it sounds like Whole Foods has not, you're like the loyal opposition here, kind of, it feels like. And they've been very helpful in this regard so far.
Yeah, I fully expect Whole Foods to join us. Mm-hmm. And make sure that all of their suppliers label the genetically modified organisms in their food.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to happen on Tuesday, the 17th. What time?
At noon.
At noon.
Lunchtime.
So,
come
hey,
on.
Listen, if you need to go to Whole Foods to pick up some stuff anyway, go over there and you see Alexis Baden-Mayer with her biohazard suit and container. Yes, Heather Fry?
We have a tweeted question. Is the tip about 8 at the front of a UPC code true, i.e. that 8 indicates it's a GMO if it's on the UPC code?
I have no idea,
and
neither does Alexis. That's interesting. We should look into that.
I can't imagine that easy.
Why? Because that would be too easy.
And also,
right?
There aren't a lot of vegetables and fruits that are genetically modified.
Yeah, I was reading about that the other day. That probably that's, you know, we're not going to see GMO in apples or pears.
No, the only things that are GMO, there's papaya from Hawaii.
Yeah.
About 50% of that is GMO. And there's a small amount of zucchini and crookneck squash.
That scares me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good reason to buy organic.
Yeah, it is. Alexis Baden-Mayer is going to be at the Green Festival this afternoon. Thank you so much. She's speaking at 3:30. You can OCA have a booth there as well, did you
That's
say?
That's right. We're in booth number 1102.
That's right. You told me that. What was that? 1102?
1102. So come meet me.
And, say hi. Say you heard her on the radio today. Alexis, thank you so much for coming down to the studio. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Mike. This has been a lot of fun.
I appreciate it. With a product name like Go Away, it has to be good, right? Well, depending on what you want to make go away. But in this case, that would be deer and rabbits who want to devour your garden goods. So protect your prized vegetables and flowers with Bonide's all-natural Go Away Deer and Rabbit Repellent. Go Away Liquid is available in both concentrate and ready-to-use formulations and can be applied directly to plants you want to protect, keeping animals from eating them for up to 45 days. Go Away Liquid can be applied directly to vegetables and fruit for protection up to the day of harvest. And Go Away Granules can be used all around gardens to protect against marauding animal pests, and it's effective for up to 2 months. Look for Go Away Deer and Rabbit Repellent products at Pesci's in Des Plaines, Illinois, Lurvy Garden Center in Des Plaines, Illinois, Graff Gardens in Worth, Illinois, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. You know, even the horticultural companies getting into the technology, so you can have it at your disposal anytime.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green safe for your kids and pets. Start by raising the mowing height of your lawn, if you haven't done so already. taller grass is better able to compete with the weeds. Mow often, removing only one-third of the total height, and leave the clippings on the lawn. Consider using a pusher electric mower. It's good for the waistline and the environment. Further improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems with proper fertilization. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn your lawn, even in hot, dry weather. Plus, you don't need to water it in. And the non-staining iron helps maintain the deep green color, even in the heat of summer. So join the professionals and home gardeners who've trusted Milorganite for over 80 years. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Thank you, Melinda Myers. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. If you caught the show last week, you know that we're into the season when emerald ash borers are active, so here are some things you need to know. First, EAB attacks only ash trees. Adult beetles are metallic green and about a half inch long. Don't confuse them, though, with Japanese beetle. Those are different. And adults leave a D-shaped exit hole in the bark when they emerge in spring. It's very distinct. It's hard not to be able to tell what that is. Woodpeckers like EAB larvae, heavy woodpecker damage on ash trees may be a sign of infestation. It might not be either. Do not transport firewood, especially across state lines in the Midwest. You just might be helping to spread EAB. Finally, there are a number of treatments that can protect your ash tree from this destructive insect. If you suspect insect activity, contact your local extension agent or the Care of Trees. When you want to make sure that your ash trees have the best possible chance against emerald ash borer, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220, the Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees. Rick DeMaio weather in 60 seconds. Now, I'm always telling you to stop at Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines to take advantage of their vegetables and the great advice from Dr. Wally. His tip of the week will be in the next hour. But man and woman do not live by food alone. We need color. And your best bet for colors are annuals, the workhorses of the garden. Pesci's has over 60 varieties of annuals that will bring a splash of color to any garden. Even better, they create lush, and I mean the Pesci's people, they create lush, blooming, hanging baskets, planters, and flower pouches ready to complement your porch or patio with the color and fragrance of summer. Just ask Heather Fry what she thinks about Pesci's hanging baskets.
Oh, I have no words. They're that beautiful. They're fantastic.
She's speechless.
And
for
few
once.
Things make me speechless, folks. So I'm telling you, they're that good.
These pre-made containers are ready to go, or get one custom made to your personal taste. Fresh products arrive daily, and they regularly stock annuals in packs, flats, pots, and baskets. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. Visit them online at Pesci's.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Well, unless you're the owner of a garden center,
yeah.
I suppose.
That song
today.
Did make or me feel better.
Or a gardener yourself, and you wanted to get out there and work today, and it's all Rick DeMaio's fault.
Mike, from now on, I'm changing my name from Rick to Lick.
To Lick?
Lick, yeah. I ordered some Thai food the other day, and I said my name, and when I got the receipt, instead of saying Rick, it said Lick on it.
Lick DeMaio.
I'm not even going down. I'm not going there, Rick. I'm not going
no,
there.
You blew it already. I'm not going there, Lick.
Anyway, what's with...
I think Gene Kelly had too much cognac when he was singing that song.
He actually had pneumonia.
I did hear about that.
When
Heather,
he shot that
really?
Scene, when he shot that scene, and they did it all in a studio. One of my favorite. I worship Gene Kelly. I love him, and he actually had pneumonia when they filmed that number.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, Heather, you're turning into a regular Ed McMahon here, because all you do is keep bringing up great points, and Mike goes, "I did not know that."
No, I'm turning into Ed McMahon.
You're turning the Johnny Carson.
That's true. Actually, that's right. Johnny used to do that. I did not know that.
I did not know that. And I guess this is what he comes out to the audience and says, it rained in L.A. yesterday. And then everybody says, how much did it rain? Right? And
right.
That's when he goes, it rained so much that the feathers on Doc's raincoat were ruined forever.
But, but
well, yeah, you know, good thing that coat's not here.
That's right, because I heard you at the top of the show, Mike, not only does this weather stink, it blows.
Very true.
The Rick DeMaio Show, right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk.
Well, you know what? You know what made it? You know what made this week so noteworthy is on Tuesday we had a high of 90.
Okay? Yeah.
Everybody thought we'd probably be in the low to mid 80s. I think I mentioned that. But when the dew point jumped to 65 and the temperature hit 90 and the heat index hit 94, if you were inside for 3 or 4 hours and you came back outside at about noon or 1 o'clock, you went, "What is going on?" It was almost like it was an unwelcome warmth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A little too much too soon.
A little bit too much too soon. And we got used to it by Wednesday and Thursday. We didn't want it to go away. And then all of a sudden, by Friday, it was like, oh, my God, the front's coming down the lake. The low clouds and fog are moving in. It's in the 50s. And then Saturday morning, I woke up, took the dog out. It was 45 degrees with the north wind of 20 or 30. And I was literally freezing.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah, but it was one of these things where the perception was so much worse than the reality because you weren't used to it being that cold because we had all this incredible warmth in the last 2 or 3 days, and it was just a very, very sharp change of events. So the tulips were going, hey, we like this. No, we don't.
Well, you know, it only took 3 days. It was too warm for the tulips to hang on. I mean, that's one of the things that happens in May, and it's one of the reasons I don't buy late-blooming tulips because these things happen in May where you get those three days of 80 degrees, and the tulips are done.
Right. You know, that was the warmest three-day period of 80-degree weather that we had in 13 years. And the warmest the earliest 90-degree temperature we had in 31 years. And that was followed by the cloudiest April ever. The one before that was 1992. And the cloudiest April now went on the books and for 2011. And we finished it up with, you know, 10 days later, hit 90 degrees. And then back into the 40s. And I think I sent you something yesterday. I don't think our temperature is going to break 50 today, but if it stays in the 40s, this will be the only time, I think the second time in 140 years, that we actually had a high of 90 and a high of 40 in the same week in Chicago.
Wait, when are we not going to get to 40?
No, above 50 is what I meant.
Above 50, okay, all right.
Temperatures in the 40s.
All right.
There's only the second time in 140 years that we've done that in the same week.
Yeah, and that in that article you sent me, it says that we broke all kinds of records in April. And the question I have to you in the U.S. is it weather or is it climate?
Well, you know what? I think what's happening is, and I'm still a proponent of climate variability. I've never been one to say global warming. But I think what's happening is the weather events that we now are getting in this extreme changing pattern are becoming more extreme and more noteworthy. So weather events that used to be maybe a 10 to 12 inch rain event in the month of April are now becoming 15 to 20. Droughts that used to be 30 and 40 year droughts in most of West Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico, which is where the air mass originated from that came over us on Monday and Tuesday. That was one of the reasons why it got so hot.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes a 70 year drought. And I think people just need to realize that you can't say, and someone was saying this to me last week, they go, boy, it's been so cold. We don't have global warming. 2 days later, we had 90 degrees, and the person didn't want to open up their mouth.
Then
they probably can't wait to tell me the same thing today. So I think we continue to see more of these extremes because the weather has now become more highlighted in this highly variable, extreme climactic pattern. So when you say, is it climate or is it weather, I think it's climate. It's climate inducing weather to become more variable and more noteworthy. And obviously when you have record flooding in the southern sections of the Mississippi Delta, where I think Alexis was talking about something to do with cotton. I forget exactly what she said, but there's thousands and thousands of acres being flooded in parts of Mississippi that normally would produce cotton. That are being flooded to save some of the homes in Baton Rouge and in Louisiana. And that's something that you'll probably see affected in the markets probably within the next several days, if not the next several weeks.
Yeah, it just continues to slowly roll down the Mississippi, and this is truly a slow motion disaster because they know it's coming. And it starts.
Well, part of the reason why it's a slow motion disaster is because that part of the Mississippi is much flatter. Mm-hmm. When you have record flooding, say in the upper Mississippi River, where you have, say, if you drive across Mississippi around the Quad Cities, you're surrounded by bluffs. Down there, it's a big, wide open delta. So the water comes in much slower and it also spreads out much wider as well. So when you have these open plains and open deltas, the event is much slower. It takes a little bit more time, but also takes a lot longer time to go away as well. So you get kind of both ends of the story there.
Well, we got to 90. It's in the 40s. What's going on this week?
Weather-wise, by the way, in the 40s today, probably only in the lower 50s tomorrow, probably lower 50s on Tuesday, and maybe into the mid-upper 50s to low 60s during the day on Sunday. And I know you had mentioned earlier about all these nurseries getting a hit. I was down in Sunrise Farms. Have you ever been down to that nursery down in Grant Park?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's probably one of the largest in all of Northeast Illinois. It's in southern Kankakee County.
Okay.
Down around Grant Park, and they have thousands and thousands of plants, and it's worth the drive down there, believe it or not. And I was talking to some of the proprietors, and they said, yeah, we've really taken a hit with the cool weather. But she said to me, this was key, as long as it's nice on the weekends, we do okay. And as you mentioned at the early part of your show, a lot of these people probably do at least 75 to 80% of their business on a Saturday and a Sunday. And
I know.
And when it's raining out, that's when they really get screwed. So I really feel for them. So everybody, you know, when you have an extra 2 hours on a Tuesday or a Wednesday afternoon, instead of going home and maybe cleaning out the garage or doing some other stuff, head to the nursery, get your flowers and plants then, because who knows, we may be back into a wetter pattern again by next weekend, Mike.
Yeah, and it's gonna be relatively cool. It looks like we're going to mid-April temps, but, you know, that's not too bad, as long as it's not 45 degrees and raw, you know?
You mean like today.
Like today. All right, Rick DeMaio Weather, always a pleasure to have you here, and you can go to DeMaioWeather.com or go to my homepage and click onto it, and we'll talk to you next week, Rick.
Okay, Mike, take care.
Take care. In the second hour of the big show, we're talking to Pam Weber from Extension Partners about the funding of Illinois Extension, how that's going on in Springfield right now. Rob Gardner from the local beat will be here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about putting some gardens together on the south side, courtesy of the Garden Writers Association, all on the Mike Novak Show. Stick around.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, and by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
Those of you not familiar with Rusted Root probably won't know that the name of the song is Rain. There are more familiar songs, but this is a Heather Fry special, of course, because she's a big Rusted Root fan.
I am. And it's there. It's in the hook. They go, rain, rain, da, da, da. And this band's been known to play the local farmer's market.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so they've done the whole stadium thing. I've seen them open for the Dave Matthews Band, and then I've seen them play at a Village Street Festival. So they're pretty great.
Excellent. We will get to the discussion of Illinois Extension in just a second. I wanted to call your attention to something else, though. As I mentioned in the first hour, Garden Writers Association, they have a program called Plant a Row for the Hungry, which is about getting people to donate surplus garden produce to local food banks, soup kitchens, service organizations to help feed America's hungry. And this is something you should investigate. And even if you don't do it through Plant a Row for the Hungry, you should take a look. I say just take it to a food pantry if you got extra food. They can always use fresh produce. Let them know if you did it organically or if you did it some other way. Garden Writers Association and Plant a Row have teamed with Scotts Miracle-Gro, Keep America Beautiful, National Gardening Association, and Franklin Park Conservatory, and that's in Columbus, Ohio. They've got a project called Grow 1000. And they're going to develop and install 1,000 community gardens and green spaces in the U.S. and Canada and Europe by 2018. Now, this week they start, they do one in Chicago, Thursday, May 19th. It's at Gage Park on the southwest side of Chicago. There were a couple of unused tennis courts that they're turning into gardens. There's going to be edible gardens, a sensory garden, a bird habitat. They'll be integrated into the Chicago Park District's Harvest Garden Program, which focuses on in-depth edible gardening education for kids. In the spirit of Plant a Row, a portion of the Gage Park garden harvest will be donated to a local food pantry. Scotts Miracle-Gro is also supporting two Chicago-area gardens through its Grow 1000 Grassroots Grants Program. And you can get information here by going to my website, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show, and towards the bottom you'll see the headline, Garden Writers Association Launches Grow 1000. Good on you, folks, in the words of Tom Hartman. Good on you for doing this and helping people learn how to plant their own food. And in a few weeks, in a couple of weeks maybe, I'm not sure exactly when, I'm going to tell the sad, sad story of doing some soil testing in my own backyard and what I discovered. And it's scary.
I'm afraid to ask what you found.
Besides buried treasure and...
buried treasure?
I found Al Capone's vault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy Hoffa?
Jimmy Hoffa was in the next yard.
Ah!
Back when I was a reporter in Detroit, I was doing that when Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. I've told this story on the air before, but it's fascinating. And one of the newspapers printed a map of where he might have disappeared. And so I went out to cover the story. I was working on radio, and I brought my tape recorder. And there were all these people out there with shovels. Yeah, looking for Jimmy Hoffa. I know. And I interviewed a bunch of them. So you think you're going to dig up Jimmy Hoffa? Do you really think that's going to happen?
I just couldn't imagine having the time in my day to go do that.
Well, there was a reward.
There
was a reward.
Of how much?
I don't remember.
Roughly.
In 1976 dollars, it was probably like 50,
a grand.
$50.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. But there they were. Out there in cars parked, in this open field way out in the burbs, and cars like parked in the ditches and on the field and across the road, and just it looked like one of those revival meetings or something where all the cars are just parked everywhere and everybody goes to the big tent, except there was no big tent.
They were digging the post holes for the tent.
Exactly. There was just the woods. Oh my goodness. It was bizarre. Okay. We will get to Pam Weber from Extension Partners. Hang on for a couple of minutes here, but I want to tell you about Pearl Valley Eggs, an Illinois family-owned farm that does it right. Dave Thompson, the founder of Pearl Valley Eggs, got into the egg business years ago almost by accident. He was a school teacher and wanted to show his students where chickens and our food comes from. The rest is history. Now, I've visited the Pearl Valley Eggs Farm, and it was fascinating to learn how they aerobically compost chicken manure and straw to create the organic, healthy grow fertilizer. As a matter of fact, if you go to my homepage, mikenovak.net, there's a video of when I went over to Mike Sanders, WCPT's Mike Sanders' place, and I I went there with Steve Newman from Logic Lawn Care, which is an organic lawn care. And we did some core aerating on his lawn overseeding. And we applied Healthy Grow fertilizer. And we'll be putting some pictures up there. And Mike says the seed's coming in nicely. And it's a very gentle fertilizer, and it's why I like it. Now, Healthy Grow lawn and garden food is available at garden centers throughout the Chicago area. And please insist on Pearl Valley Eggs where you shop. In fact, and I mentioned this before, I want you to do a comparison between Pearl Valley Eggs and the ones you're buying now. I think you'll be amazed by the quality of the Pearl Valley product. Food is essential to life. If you want a quality life, you need quality food for you and your garden. Learn more about it at healthygrow.com. That's healthygrow.com.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
In case you didn't hear that, it's PlantSkid, PlantSkydd. If you love shopping for plants, and who doesn't, you've got to check out the Monrovia Boutique at Sid's Greenhouses. It's an exciting way to shop for an extensive variety of Monrovia plants, plus outdoor living products like arbors, pottery, gazing globes, and garden benches, and they're all arranged to provide ideas on how to combine plants, create interesting containers, set up outdoor living spaces, and to identify great specimen plants. It's sort of like going into a department store where you can find clothes of a specific designer in one area. The Monrovia Boutique at Sid's Greenhouses is a great place for every gardener to find distinctive, high-quality plants that will inspire. Sid's, Chicagoland's premier garden centers are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway, in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. They're open Monday through Saturday until 8 p.m. Let Sid's and Monrovia help make your beautiful garden come alive. And remember, when you're done planting, you should bring your cell packs, grower pots, and other plastic containers to Sid's for recycling, or pick up donated pots for use in your home garden.
Tired of spending a lot of time watering your plants to keep them looking their best? Have you heard about Soil Moist? Help your plants survive the stressful heat of the summer with Soil Moist. Mixing Soil Moist's water-absorbing crystals in the soil as you plant can reduce watering frequency by 50%, and that's good for the planet. Soil Moist granules hold over 200 times their weight in water and release it back to the plant as it needs it. Soil Moist is ideal for patio planters and hanging baskets that dry out quickly. Safe and garden-friendly, Soil Moist can be used indoors and out for all of your planting needs. Vegetable gardens, too. The secret of professional growers, Soil Moist. Soil Moist is available in granules, self-watering mats, and plant packs, and is available at leading garden centers. Soil Moist is now available with mycorrhizae. It increases plant growth and establishment with fewer plant waterings.
Yes, ladies and gents, it's springtime, kind of. Which means, well.
You're right, though.
Kind of.
It's almost summer.
It's almost.
Sorta.
Yeah. Who knows? And it doesn't sound like it's going to get a lot much better this week. It's time for picnics and walks in the park and, oh boy, and wearing your winter coat. No, and improving your garden soil. So what can you get in a bag that will do the trick? Back to Nature Cottonburr Compost. What is cotton burr compost? It's a 100% organic product consisting of composted cotton burrs, a byproduct of the ginning process. Cotton burr compost is a great food source for beneficial soil organisms because it feeds the organisms that feed your plants. Here's another thing you'll like. Cotton burr compost is prized for its ability to break up tight clay soils. So put a thin layer of cotton burr compost around your trees and shrubs. Roses in particular seem to thrive on it. And give your soil a gift this spring with Back to Nature cotton burr compost. You can find Back to Nature products at Gethsemane Garden Center in Chicago, Pesci's in Des Plaines in Lake Geneva, Allsip Home and Nursery Frankfurt in St. John, Indiana. Back to Nature. Life doesn't start with the seed. It starts with the soil. You know, it would be nice if Blind Melon was right and we had no rain, but that's what we've got. So we'll deal with
all
it.
All you can do is pour some tea for two.
That's right. Go to the
and
Green.
State your point of view.
Go to Green Festival, or one of the things you might do is call your legislator today and leave a message about Illinois Extension. Let's bring in Pam Weber from Extension Partners. Hi, Pam. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Pam is, as I mentioned, is with Extension Partners. Explain exactly what Extension Partners is.
Extension Partners is a grassroots organization made up of members from all over the state of Illinois that work to support University of Illinois Extension and its programming. And we do that by working with the Illinois General Assembly to secure funding. And we also work on other pieces of legislation that benefit programs and the University of Illinois Extension.
Now, would you then describe it as a lobbying organization?
Yes, I guess you could call it that. They do other things, but their main focus is working with the General Assembly and lobbying them to maintain and increase funding. And we basically evolved out of an earlier Chancellor's Commission on the University of Illinois Extension that did listening sessions all over the state of Illinois as to what people wanted Extension to be and where they thought it should go in the next 20 years or so. So we evolved from that to try and reach the recommendations of the Chancellor's Commission.
Yeah, I brought that up because in the interest of full disclosure, what you do, but also because there are lobbying organizations for a lot of good causes, I think, in the country, and I think people think the only lobbyist is a bad lobbyist. And you think of oil companies, and you think of big business, and stuffing legislators' pockets with $20 bills, and taking them out on junkets and that sort of thing. It's good to know that the best interests of the people are also being looked after by organizations like Extension Partners.
There are tons of organizations like Extension Partners all working for the little people, making sure that everyone in Illinois has a voice in the process, just the wealthy, not just the people who are well-known and have the means to bring in high dollars, but those little groups of people working for early childhood development, people working for autism, people working for all sorts of different issues that you never hear about, and they don't have the $20 bills to be putting in people's pockets.
They
fight to survive.
Well, and that's the thing about Extension. When money goes to Illinois Extension, and I think that, and I've said this on the show before, I think there's a misperception about what Extension does, and there are people who think, first of all, there are people who have no clue as to what it is, and then there are other people who think, well, that's just a downstate kind of thing, that's a rural thing. But that's not the case, is it, Pam?
Oh, absolutely not. There are programming for Extension in all 102 counties. And the beauty of Extension through the years is that they respond to local needs. And so the needs in Caro, Illinois, the last few weeks have been flooding problems, and Extension has responded to that. Yet the needs in Chicago are helping urban youth have after-school events that they can participate in, teaching them leadership skills and involving them in science projects that maybe there isn't the resources or the time to be done in the public schools. So the needs in Chicago and Cook County are much different from Southern Illinois or Peoria or Rock Island. So that has been the beauty of Extension, that it can respond to the local needs.
And the other thing about Extension is that a lot of the funding that goes to Extension is matched by counties, is it not?
It absolutely is. Every county in the state receives some sort of county board match from the state. Now, there are over 80 counties in the state who have gone to referendum and passed them. And when you talk about passing taxes for, you know, increasing your property taxes, and people have passed these, you know, that's a wonderful show of support for Extension. But unfortunately, in the last few years, the state has fallen down on their part of the match. In the 07 budget, the state was providing a dollar-for-dollar match. Every dollar that that county put up, whether it was from tax increases or just from their budgets, they received a dollar back from the state. And in this last budget cycle, that had dropped to 69 cents that the state was providing for the county's dollar.
Mm. But still, the Extension program continues to do its good work. I got Ron Wolford from Cook County Extension sent me some information. And by the way, that I don't think that man ever sleeps. He's all over Twitter all the time. He just loves to tweet. But he sent me some information that as you know, we were talking about downstate issues, but upstate as well. All over the state, there are master gardeners, and in 2010. Master Gardener volunteer hours were 186,748. They had 41,363 continuing education hours, meaning that Master Gardeners sat for 41,000 hours in classrooms learning how to help people and put their gardens up. There are 34, I didn't realize how many Master Gardeners were in the state. It's 3440. So 3,440 Master Gardeners and interns. The 2010 value of volunteer service based on the value of a volunteer hour of $22.25 from the independent sector was $4.16 million. That's just the volunteer effort. And it starts with the programs that come out of Extension, and then people go to work with Extension, and they volunteer all this time, and all this money goes to the state in kind contributions. It's amazing, isn't it, Pam?
The volunteers in the Master Gardener program, and by the way, the Master Gardener program is one of the top two programs in Extension, 4-H being the other one, that when these cuts have come up, the Master Gardeners and the 4-H people have, you know, come out in droves to support their programs because they believe so much in what they're doing and the good that they're doing. You look in the city of Chicago and some of the vacant lots that have turned into basically above-ground landfills for the garbage and the refuse and abandoned chairs and that sort of thing. Master Gardeners have gone in with the community and turned those into gardens, turned them into vegetable gardens, turned them into flower gardens, and made them productive, not only for the production of food, but just aesthetically, so that people who are living in a tough time, in a tough place, can have some beauty that they can enjoy. And Extension is all about, and especially Master Gardeners and 4-H, helping people live the best lives that they can live, not doing it for them, but helping them with advice, with ideas, and helping them make the most of their lives.
All right, well, we know that the state is in terrible financial trouble, and one of the things that threatened to be cut was Extension. Now, when I went on the air last week, it looked pretty dire in terms of the agriculture budget for the state, which includes extension. In the week since, things have gotten a little better, and it actually looks as though the House and Senate down in Springfield might agree on a pretty decent number for the matching county funds in Illinois. The one problem seems to be Cook County, where they're, you know, a couple of years ago, Cook County was getting an extra $5 million to execute its programs. That got cut in half, and now it's threatened to be zeroed out completely. Why is that so damaging in Cook County?
Well, again, I think we go back to the fact that there are unique programs, urban programs, that deal with the the problems or the situations that are in the urban programs. And the money was put in for Cook County because then Senate President Emil Jones felt that there was a need and that the playing field needed to be leveled for Cook County. And from that money came unique programs to look at what is going on in urban centers. But we can take those programs that were developed, and they aren't just for Cook County or for the city of Chicago. They work in Peoria. They work in Springfield. They work in Rock Island or East St. Louis. So even though it was designated as Cook County money, the programs that evolved from meeting the needs are used statewide. And so we need to be able to keep the focus on those urban situations that Extension can respond to, that they can do programming that meets the needs and helps people in urban settings.
Well, yeah, there are a couple of points we got to make. One is that Cook County has 40% of the population of the state. And so if it's just getting matching monies that the rest of the counties get right away, they're behind. It's quite unfair. One of the things, I just got a tweet here, Pam, that and it's a great idea. One of the tweeters said people should call or send me an email right now and tell us what you do as a master gardener, how Illinois Extension, how you've used Illinois Extension to help other people. And I think that's great. So tweet me at Mike Now.
Or call us at 773-838-9278.
Right. Or send me an email, mike@mikenovak.net, and it would be great to hear what people have gotten out of Extension and how they've given back, which is the important. I think that's the part that really makes Extension work, is that people just don't take. They're not just doing, you know, getting money from the programs. They're volunteering their time based on the structure that the programs provide, especially up here in Cook County. So if we're going to zero out Cook County, what are you hearing? What's the scuttlebutt on where that's going right now?
Well, the Senate just passed their version of the budget late Friday afternoon before they adjourned to go home for the weekend. They will be coming back on Monday night. The Senate has passed their version of the budget, and the House has passed theirs. And now the two bodies will have to sit down and try and iron out an agreement that is satisfactory to both of them. And I'd like to take a moment to say something right now. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, where these line items are housed, has taken hits through the last 4 or 5 years. They've been cut disproportionately, I think, to some of the other departments across the state. And people in urban areas may think, well, you know, the Department of Agriculture doesn't have anything to do with me. But every time you go to the gas pump to buy gas, and right now that's a big issue, those gas pumps are inspected by the Illinois Department of Agriculture to make sure the first drop of gas goes in before those cents start to mount on that gas pump. They also, every time you go to the deli or you go to the grocery store and you buy a pound of lunch meat, that scale is certified to be correct by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. So when the Department of Agriculture is set upon and cuts are being made there because we are in that budget, we get those cuts too. So I think people should also think about the largest industry in the state of Illinois, which is agriculture, one in four jobs. They're cutting that too, and it impacts every person in the state of Illinois, not just those people who volunteer and give back to Extension, but to every person here. I received an email from Alabama, a man who works for the United States Department of Agriculture down there. And he talked about the volunteers in Extension and how they were always ready to respond. And they were responding in Alabama to the tornadoes. And they were a big core of people that were already in place that were willing to respond. The same thing happened in southern Illinois with the flooding. Those volunteers are in place, whether they're master gardeners, 4-H leaders, whether they're an educator, they're always in place and ready to respond to those local needs.
Like I said, they give of their time, they give of their knowledge, they give of their energy, and they give of their positive spirit, because that's really what a master gardener is all about. I mean, you can't be a master gardener and not be a positive person. I don't think you can.
Well, how can you not, you know, get your hands in the soil? I'm a farm girl, born and raised on a farm. So how can you not put your hands in the soil and watch things grow and not have a positive attitude?
Okay. Well, Pam, the next step that people need to do is call their legislator, call state rep, call your senator, especially because they're the ones that want to zero out the Cook County budget, and especially if you live in and around Chicago, because as you said, the effects of the program in Cook County spills out into the other areas. So all that information is on my website, MikeNovak.net. I've got the information. I've got the numbers that we talked about and where they stand this week. When is all this going to come down?
They will start the negotiations next week. There are rumors going around that Speaker Madigan would like to have the budget done by the 20th or 21st so that we can go ahead and go on to focus on the map and some of the other things. But in Springfield, rumors are just that. And the lobbyists who hang out down there say if you haven't heard a rumor by 9 o'clock in the morning, you better start one. So we don't know, but there will be behind-the-scenes negotiations going on. The Senate is the focus right now. The House seems to understand a little bit better about the ag budget. They backed off a little bit because of those cuts that I had spoken of earlier to the Department of Ag through the last few years. They kind of went a little bit easier on them with an understanding that being the largest industry in the state of Illinois and all of the different line items that are carried in there, that possibly they should look at that a little bit differently. The Senate did not take that approach. So the House members need to be thanked for their responsiveness and for their support of University of Illinois Extension, 4-H, Master Gardener, economic development. And the part that ties in with Master Gardeners is the nutrition, the family and consumer science component of Extension.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dealing with dining with diabetes since the mid-90s, long before it ever became a hot-button issue on the evening news.
Good point,
and
yeah.
And nutrition goes right along with that, and growing, you know, your own vegetables and using safe products to fertilize and to help them grow fits in with that. So don't forget that nutrition component mm-hmm. that helps you utilize all of those wonderful things that you're growing.
All right, so you've got your mission, folks, is to call your senator and say support Extension.
Now, if you don't know who your senators or representatives are, the General Assembly website, www.ilga.gov,
well, it
has a search unit in there that you can put your address in, and it will give you the information.
And it's already on my website, so you can just go to this week's show on the Mike Novak Show, MikeNovak.net, rather, and you can link right there and find out. But again, if you need to know, it is And I had it right in front of me and then lost it, of course.
www.ilga.gov. And by the way, your website is absolutely fantastic, and I hope I'm going to spread the word about it because it it really goes to what everything Extension does as well.
Why? You know, we'll thank Kathleen for that, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she appreciates that. And, Heather, we got some tweets about...
We did get a tweet from My Skinny Garden about some master gardeners that were fulfilling their volunteer hours and helped expand the Forest Park Community Garden on April 30th. Oh, they helped expand the
and
whole...
And that's just one of the things.
That's just
that
one.
In. Yeah. Pam Weber, I got to let you go. Thank you from Extension Partners. We'll do an update in the future. We'll see how things go. And as I said, I encourage you all to call your state senator and let's get this done.
Thank you for the time. We appreciate it tremendously.
Have a great Sunday.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I saw we had... Well, what happened to that?
We lost him. I think he hung up.
Who was that?
His name was Leroy, and he was curious about the results of your scary soil test.
It was
because apparently him and his wife have been debating on what they should plant in the
Leroy,
backyard.
Leroy, call back if you get a chance. I want to talk to you about this. I will reveal some of this, okay? I will reveal some of this. Get rich. Rich soil, that is, with Dr. Earth's Pot of Gold potting soil. The all-purpose potting soil is packed with organic materials such as earthworm castings and moisturizing aloe and yucca extracts. The Pot of Gold blend is great for use in all container sizes. It improves soil drainage in clay soil, and when used as mulch, it helps retain moisture and control weeds. Doctor your earth with Dr. Earth, the multivitamin for your garden. 35 million satisfied customers, can't be wrong. Visit drearth.com. And Milo Seamus from Dr. Earth is going to be on the program next week. So he's got a new book out, and we'll talk to him about this. And we should note that I popped my head out back this, well, I come in the back way, and I saw the parking lot farm, our earth boxes out there.
My babies.
They are rocking.
Aren't they? They look awesome. They're so happy, and
oh
they're
we got to start harvesting some of that. I mean, are you guys
really?
Putting this stuff on
already?
Your... Yeah, you can just start taking the lettuce leaves off and putting them on your sandwiches.
Don't tell anyone. That's just for me.
There's not. You couldn't eat all that stuff.
Leaves a day.
You know, with me, and I know this is probably not the best thing, but I love Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. So a little bit of, you know, or your homemade dressing of your own.
When I was a small child, I thought there was a real Hidden Valley that all they made there was ranch dressing.
Is there, Rob?
There is a real Hidden Valley. That's where it came from, yes.
It's awesome, because I really did think that they were like these happy mountain villagers that they just took pride in making their salad dressing.
Rob Gardner from the local beat. He's coming up on the Sustainable Food Fundamentals, and maybe he'll give us some ideas for salad that we can make. We got lettuces out there. Mm-hmm. We've got collards. We've got broccoli and cauliflower.
The broccoli's starting to come. It's already starting to form on
it's
the inside.
It's got its little broccoli head.
Yeah.
All Dr. Earth out there, so that's great stuff. And we'll take some pictures today before I get out of here, so people can see how nutty it is out there.
It's beautiful.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
A couple of things. I guess our caller...
Our caller is back.
Okay. I just got a text message from my buddy, Dave Bryson, who I play softball with. And you should know that, don't ask me why, my nickname when we play softball is Ned.
And you don't want me to ask why?
I don't know why. I can't remember. I'm just Ned out there. He says, But talking about the soil secret, he said, reveal it, Ned. Mm-hmm. He just texted me.
This is a juicy
reveal
bit,
it, Ned.
Of, bit of info people want to know, inquiring minds want to know
okay,
about the
I
dirt
will.
In your yard, Mr.
Right,
Novak.
And we also got our tip of the week, Kathy Nesbitt, who is our worm lady, typed in. She says, use coconut coir, C-O-I-R. I never know how to pronounce that. Rob, how do you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
Oh, thanks a lot. Instead of peat moss, because peat moss is a non-renewable resource, peat moss is banned in the UK. I didn't know that. But I also know that there's controversy surrounding peat moss. And the peat moss industry will tell you that it's renewable, and then other people will tell you it's not. You know, it's and I've seen some pretty reputable people say they don't have a problem using peat moss. I'm sort of still on the fence with that one. I'm not sure where I stand. Do you have an opinion, Rob?
No, is this like the Organic Valley containers? I never know if those are recyclable or not.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just talking about, you know, sphagnum peat moss that's harvested in mostly in Canada these days. So anyway, that's our tip of the week. If you go to the Mike Novak Show on the Facebook page of the Mike Novak Show, type in a tip. That's one that's come in, and the one who gives us the best tip is going to win a prize. We'll send you something there, and Kathy Nesbitt did that. She's with Kathy's Crawley Composters, and she's been on the show. She's up in Ontario, and it's great to hear from her. Now, have you noticed how quickly spring can turn into a really bad joke around these parts? You know what? That doesn't happen in the Caribbean. No siree. That's why you need to sign up for my cruise next winter. From February 25th to March 3rd, 2012, I'll be on the Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Sun, visiting the Caribbean destinations of Nassau, St. Thomas, San Juan, Great Stirrup Cay, and more, where it's summer all year long. We'll be exploring spectacular Zone 11 gardens on some of the most iconic tropical islands on the Northern Hemisphere. I will be your genial host for this excursion, and I'll share my insights about Midwest gardening along the way. What Midwest gardening has to do with the Caribbean? Who knows? There are several ways you can get more information. Go to my website, mikenovak.net, click on the picture of the Norwegian sun, or call CruiseWorks, 800-876-6664, or go to cruise-works.com, or just write to me, mike@mikenovak.net, and I'll send you all the information you need. You don't want to miss out on this, so sign up today.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Hang on there, Leroy. We'll get to you in a second. As I mentioned, spring is AWOL right now. Don't worry. That'll only be a week or so. Or not. This is... There's no way to tell. It's Chicago, after all. But believe me, it will be 90 degrees again someday. And you need the May-June issue of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine because it's the biggest and most jam-packed issue of the year. There are great stories, like the one about how, if you're the first person on your block to have the latest and greatest cultivar, you might just be a guinea pig who is going to regret not waiting until a better version comes along. Interesting story. Our own Beth Botts writes about a concept called conservation design, which is a way to conserve our precious water resources. Then there's my column on the Inside Back Page. It's not the latest and greatest, and it doesn't really conserve anything. It might actually keep you up at night. I don't know. You can purchase Chicagoland Gardening Magazine on newsstands all over Chicago. But like I said, get Mom a subscription. That was last week. That sort of slipped in there. Sometimes
well,
you do
sometimes
the you're
happens.
Rewriting really
hey, she
fast.
She have a birthday coming. Great
you
birthday
never know.
Gift.
Get Mom's Mom a subscription. Gifts. Get Dad a subscription. Get your brother and your sister and your uncle and your aunt and grandma. Get them all subscriptions. 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600. Or go to chicagolandgardening.com. Did we do? No, we haven't done this one. No, I think we did that one. All right. Wait.
I don't know. You're sitting in that
chair.
I'm
in my little head here.
Yeah, your little.
Now, this is a little.
Yeah. This sounds Christmassy. This isn't the Snoopy Christmas CD, is it? Kind of sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Well, I'm bored. All right. That was a loser.
Well,
okay.
There's some exciting things happening tonight. You know, the series of the Bulls is going to start tonight.
I guess
tonight.
We got... Oh, yeah.
There we go. There you go. That'll get you growing, Chicago.
This is a shout-out to my skinny garden on Mike Novak's show on Chicago's Progressive Talk AM and FM.
We're going to take down those Miami egotistical maniacs. Think they got all the talent and the money.
They do. So there.
We have heart. It's but much more important.
All right. Let's real quickly, before we go to Rob Gardner, we got to go to line one. Leroy, you with me there?
How you doing? Yeah, pretty good.
All right. You're going to bust me here, huh?
No, I'm just curious. Curious caller. You know, I got a history of living in a typical, what you might call, single-family residential home in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I got this unknown history. Of course, I moved in 12 years ago, so I don't really know what was happening with the land in the back, although there was some kind of vegetable plantings there. But I found, you know, in the 12 years I've been here, that buried junk in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
We got paint chips from the garage.
Oh yeah.
There's iron. We fixed an iron railing, and you know, did a lot of sanding, like metal sanding in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there's an incinerator stack because I live. You know, it's probably in disuse right now because I guess you can't burn stuff. But it's an elementary school, and you know, it's a stack. Who knows what it was doing? You know, a few years ago, and on. But for me, like, when I talk to people about it, I just tell them it's a no-brainer. You can't grow stuff in my backyard that you want to eat. Maybe leafy greens. I don't know exactly what.
No, that's just the opposite.
Okay.
Leafy greens are the ones that suck up the lead. All right, and other toxins. Here's my story, and I got to be really brief because Rob Gardner is in here, and I need to get to him. And I'm going to go into detail about it in the future because I'm going to bring in a couple of soil people to talk about this as well.
Okay.
I'm writing a story for Chicagoland Gardening Magazine about lead in the soil, so I did a test in my own backyard. And EPA tells you, and they don't really establish levels for growing food, believe it or not. They have levels for kids playing in it and adults. And for kids, it's 400 parts per million. And for adults, it's 1,200 parts. All right? So what did I find in my yard? It was, at one point, one part was, it depends on the test. Because I did this test, and the first test, every single area, and I did four areas in the yard, every single area was over 1,000 parts per million. Per million, all right? And one was at 6,300 parts per million. And then I went, whoa!
6,300?
6,300 parts per million.
Right.
And the level acceptability for adults is 1,200.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
And then I, and also the phosphorus levels were through the roof, is the other thing I found out, which is really interesting. And I guess that's kind of common in the city.
Okay.
So I did a second test. I went to a different lab.
Sure.
And theirs were like half of what the other lab was, but still over 500 parts per million.
Right.
So what you're guessing about your own soil is probably true, but you really want to get it tested to check for sure. So what I'm going to say is if you want to grow vegetables, get a soil test, get a lead test, get a test of the nutrients in the soil, because if you think you're going to be putting down phosphorus, you're probably kidding yourself, because the phosphorus tends to stay in the soil, and mine is very high. My potassium was very high. It's just really interesting stuff, and I want to go into detail about it sometime in the future. I'm going to. So that's what I would say, Leroy. If you're gonna, you're probably right in saying not probably not. If you want to do it, do a raised bed,
right.
And that's the safest way. You got to cap the lead somehow. But you know what? The other thing I found out by researching this, lead will blow back into a raised bed too. And over the course of 3 or 4 years, you probably have to test that again to make sure you don't have high lead levels. I got to let you go, but thanks for calling, and I'm glad you busted me on it.
Okay, I'll get a second opinion like you did, too. Maybe get it done twice.
Check the first one and see what it tells you, and then you'll know from there.
All right, thanks for your help.
Take care.
I'll be talking.
All right, bye-bye. You want to keep hungry deer and animals away from your garden goodies? Well, you could put up a fence. Or the next best thing, Bobex. In May of 2006, a test was set up by the Department of Forestry and Horticulture at the Connecticut Agricultural Experimental Station. 11 different repellents, including a fence, were used in an attempt to protect the foliage of yews. The results? Bobex had a protection rate of 93%. The only repellent that worked better was, wait for it, the fence. The Bobex Company has been selling deer and animal repellent products for more than 20 years. They've been a go-to product for commercial nurserymen, master gardeners, rose enthusiasts, and thousands of homeowners. Don't look for Bobex products in a Bobex store. Look for them in a box store. Look for them in a Bobex store. Meaning your local independent garden center. Here's a few stores where you can find Bobex products. Red's Garden Center in Northbrook, Ralph's Greenhouse in Round Lake, Gobert's in South Barrington, Illinois. Remember, plants thrive and survive with Bobex. Now, let me give you a tip from the Care of Trees. It's something to think about as you're watching it rain on your lawn today. Lawn roots and tree roots are in competition with each other, and lawn roots often win. Surprised? Studies at the Morton Arboretum have shown that turf grass can reduce the amount of tree roots present in the top few inches of soil by 90%. That's just one of the reasons why you don't want to plant your lawn anywhere near the trunk of your tree. Another reason is something we call lawnmower blight. That's bumping your mower into your tree, which, believe it or not, can eventually kill it. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard, you're changing your landscaping, or you're moving, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220, 847-394-4220, the Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low-nitrogen, slow-release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
It's time for Dr. Wally's Tip of the Week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. A lot of people use grass clippings as mulch in their veggie gardens. Many turn the clippings into the soil at the end of the season. This is okay, except if you use chemical weed and feed, chemical spray herbicides, chemical turf fungicides, or have a lawn service that uses these items. If you don't know if they do, ask them. They won't tell you, but you can ask them. The average homeowner's compost pile is not hot enough to degrade these chemicals. If that's the case, use a mulching lawnmower and recycle grass into your lawn. Also, it's fine to use organic veggie scraps in your compost pile, but be aware that pesticides and fungicides can build up on the skins of oranges, bananas, etc., that are not grown organically. So don't use them in compost that you're going to apply to the soil around your organic vegetables. I know, you don't want to hear it, but we'll talk about that in the future, too. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality. And Rob, who's been sitting here patiently, are you still patient, Rob?
Yes.
Give me 60 more seconds. Deer and rabbits can eat up all your hard work in one night, and they don't even say thank you. So save your vegetable gardens, flower gardens, shrubs, and trees with Bonide's all-natural go-away deer and rabbit repellent. Go-away liquid is available in both concentrate and ready-to-use formulations and can be applied directly to the plants you want to protect, keeping animals from eating them for up to 45 days. Go-away liquid can be applied directly to vegetables and fruit for protection up to the day of harvest, and go-away granules can be used all around the garden to protect against marauding animal pests and is effective for up to 2 months. Look for go-away deer and rabbit repellent products at Prosix Garden in Winfield, Illinois, Newper's Nursery in Palatine, I think that's how you pronounce it. We had a debate about that. Red's Garden Center in Northbrook, Illinois, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it to your computer. Just type in the name of a pest and find a solution. Get it at Bonide.com.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Sustainable Food Fundamentals is sponsored in part by Pearl Valley Eggs. Support an Illinois family farm that does it right. Insist on Pearl Valley Eggs where you shop.
And, of course, we got Rob Gardner from the local beat. How you doing, Rob?
Okay, how are you?
Great. It's good to have you here. You guys have got your new farmer's market finder online. It's cool. I was looking at it. How is it different from the old one?
Well, this one has more accurate and up-to-date data, so that's the biggest thing. Farmers markets change every year. Some open, some close. Some start earlier than others, so we want to make sure that we had the best data going forward.
Of course, the local beat is just is going strong. You're bringing in new people all the time.
Yeah, every year we put out a call for, we call them beatniks. We want people
I like that, by the way, the beatniks thing.
Yes.
That's true.
We want people to report on the markets they shop at, or if they're a CSA subscriber, to report back on their CSA, take pictures of it. We're looking for people who do home canning, preserving. We'd love to get more people reporting on that. I'm desperately looking for someone to be the beatnik who would kind of be the person that would monitor the sustainable news beat. Someone who can update links and things like that. So if anyone wants to do that for the site, we have an opening up for that beat.
Well, we have a tweet here from My Skinny Garden that she wants to cover the Forest Park Farmers Market for you and asks that we put in a good word for her. And she's pretty awesome. So
yeah, someone
just
else,
done.
Someone
We've
else
tweeted.
Someone else volunteered to cover the Forest Park Farmers
oh,
Market.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes. Competition.
So, competition. But
I tell you what. My Skinny Garden, they're looking for the sustainability report. Now, do you pay? it's a blog site. You know, the economic model for blog sites is a little shaky sometimes.
Right. We pay like most blogs, the same scale.
Okay. But you get your name out there.
Bragging rights.
You know, what you do Google searches and your name pops up all the time. It's sort of an ego thing.
And some of the people, like one of the guys on our site, Rod Getty, just takes amazing pictures. And I mean, some of the other people that are going to be reporting this year are amazing photographers. So you get some gorgeous pictures on site that you can show people.
You know, it's all good because it's a great blog site. It's you guys write a lot about cooking, obviously. Are you a good cook yourself?
Sometimes. I make very good coleslaw. That's my dish. And
well, I guess somebody's got to make the coleslaw.
Coleslaw's good stuff when done right.
And cabbage is something that grows in profusion and is a good keeper. So it's good to have a few coleslaw dishes in one's repertoire.
And, of course, on the local beat, and that's LOCALBEET.
And the local beat.
Yes, you got to have the in the title. And we've got your picture on the website along with the link. You can go to MikeNovak.net this week's show. You're covering a lot of the issues in town, like the zoning issue, which we have to, yes?
My Skinny Garden is the one that requested to cover the My Skinny Garden is her Twitter handle.
Her name is Gina.
Her name is Gina.
Oh, see.
So she's like, that was me.
She's in competition with herself.
Yes.
Okay, then she has it. No, I was going to make them submit writing samples.
So
there's no competition, she can have it.
There you go.
You got it, Gina. Okay. Like I said, you guys cover all kinds of issues. You've got CSA list on there, the farmers market list. That's where I've been going to get my CSA information.
Yeah, we're really proud of. We have over 85 CSAs listed now in our database. It's searchable, sortable. You can find the CSA that meets your needs by box size, pickup location. You're looking for organic. Throw some words in there and find one that's good for you.
Well, if you don't have the local beat on your favorites, I'm asking you, do it. I'm telling you, do it, because they're great. Rob's a great writer. I appreciate you coming in today. I'm sorry we got a little squeezed here. As always, we're doing too many things on a in the middle of spring.
Beans and cornbread. Sustainable Food Fundamentals is brought to you in part by Healthy Grow Lawn and Garden Food, part of the Pearl Valley Organics family. Learn more at healthygrow.com.
And Rob, again, thanks for coming down.
Thanks, Mike.
And Heather. Heather. And Mark Munger's in the studio as well. Dr. Earth himself is here next week. And don't forget to write, give me your tip of the week. You got till the end of the day. The Mike Novak Show on Facebook, and we'll give away a prize. Until then, go green or
go home. I'll be ready tomorrow night. Beans, toast, cornbread.